Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and this is the Whispering Woods podcast. There's no Toby today, I'm afraid. We've had one of those weekends. Spent most of it in hospital. Everything's fine. I needed to be there with my daughter, so Toby had to go with his dad. Today's episode is all about the DuPont family and the road known as Devil's Road. But first of all, I want to say hello and give a shout out to our newest patron. Hi, Marianne. Thank you so much for supporting the show. We really, really appreciate it. If you'd like to support the show, you can do so by going to patreon.com/The Whispering Woods. We've also got a couple of reviews to read, but I'm going to save those and let Toby do them on the extra episode. So sorry if you're waiting for that, but we'll do it on Thursday instead. Right, so the DuPont family. Intriguing. Are you ready for the story? The DuPonts, a prominent American family, emerged from humble beginnings to become one of the wealthiest and most influential dynasties in the nation's history. Their saga began with Pierre Samuel DuPont de Nemours, a French economist and entrepreneur who immigrated to the United States in the late 18th century. Pierre established the family's fortune by venturing into the gunpowder business, laying the foundation for future generations. Over time, the DuPonts diversified their interests, branching into various industries such as chemicals, textiles, and automobiles. Their legacy is marked by innovation, wealth accumulation, and a penchant for secrecy. From grand estates to whispered rumours of occult ties, the DuPonts remain an enigma. An American aristocracy with a haunting past. The DuPonts created E.I. DuPont de Nemours and Company, which played a significant role in developing products such as nylon and Kevlar. However, the family and their associated companies have also been involved in controversies. One of the most notable is the environmental scandal involving the chemical PFOA used to make Teflon. The DuPont Company was found to have contaminated local water supplies with this toxic substance, leading to health issues among the population and a significant legal settlement. Additionally, there have been criminal cases involving family members, such as the conviction of John Eleuthère DuPont for the murder of wrestling coach Dave Schultz. John, born on November 22, 1938, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, was an heir to the DuPont family fortune. In the 1980s, DuPont developed a wrestling facility at his Foxcatcher Farm estate. Wrestling became his passion, and he became a prominent supporter of amateur sports in the United States, sponsoring USA Wrestling. But by the 1990s, friends and acquaintances noticed his erratic and paranoid behaviour. Despite this, his wealth shielded him from severe consequences. The tragic incident occurred on January the 26th, 1996, when DuPont shot and killed Dave Schultz, an Olympic champion freestyle wrestler who lived and worked on the Foxcatcher estate. Schultz's wife and DuPont's head of security witnessed the crime. DuPont was convicted of third-degree murder on February 25, 1997. Although ruled mentally ill but not insane, he received a sentence of 13 to 30 years in prison. Remarkably, DuPont remains the only member of the Forbes 400 wealthiest Americans to be convicted of murder. He died in prison at the age of 72 on December the 9th, 2010. The tragic event underscores the complex interplay of wealth, mental health, and violence in the life of John Eleuthère DuPont. Deep within the dense forests of Delaware lies the Colt House. The mansion's history intertwines with that of the DuPonts. Built during the 19th century, the Colt House was once a grand residence, its walls witnessing opulent parties, whispered conversations, and clandestine dealings. The mansion's architecture is a blend of Gothic Revival and Victorian styles. Its imposing facade features pointed arches, turrets, and stained glass windows that seem to hold secrets of their own. Legends abound regarding the Colt House's connection to the occult. Some say that the DuPonts practice secret ceremonies within its walls, summoning spirits, invoking ancient deities, and seeking forbidden knowledge. Rumours persist of bloodline rituals, where family members made pacts with unseen forces, both metaphorical and literal sacrifices were allegedly offered to maintain the family's prosperity. Cryptic symbols etched into the mansion's floorboards hint at esoteric practices. Occultists claim these sigils held power to bind, summon, or unlock hidden realms. According to various accounts, the mansion's windows exhibit either a cross-shaped design or an inverted cross-shape, depending on the specific narrative. Some claim that the Colt House harbored Satanists, practitioners of forbidden arts who reveled in darkness. Their rituals, fueled by secrecy and sacrilege, echoed through the night. Whispers also link the mansion to the Ku Klux Klan. Did the DuPonts forge alliances with this notorious hate group? Were they puppeteers or puppets in a grander scheme? Those who have dared to approach the cult house report unsettling experiences. Shadows dance across moonlit corridors, and disembodied whispers echo through empty rooms. Locals speak of a spectral figure, a woman in a flowing white gown, who roams the grounds. Some believe she's a DuPont ancestor, forever bound to the mansion. Her ethereal form hints at both sacrifice and continuity. Is she a guardian of the bloodline, or a restless soul seeking redemption? The lady in white remains silent. Her eyes hold secrets, the weight of generations. Perhaps she is the embodiment of their choices, their pact with destiny. As we unravel the DuPont's history, remember that bloodline marriages were more than pragmatic unions. They were threads woven by fate, an intricate pattern of power, ambition, and sacrifice. The cult house is a silent witness, its ivy-clad walls echoing with whispered vows. Witnesses claim that staircases appear and vanish at will, leading to hidden chambers or nowhere at all. Within the property is a guardhouse that shelters a collection of red pickup trucks. If someone passes by the house frequently, one or more of these trucks will emerge and chase after the intruder. Despite the trucks' proximity, the driver's identity remains concealed. The DuPonts' wealth was both their blessing and their curse. To maintain their status, they allegedly made pacts with unseen forces. Prosperity exacted a toll, an unspoken pact sealed in shadows. Whether the cult house indeed hosted occult ceremonies, or merely bore witness to family secrets, its legacy endures. The ivy-clad walls guard memories like ancient nobility. The DuPonts understand that their legacy transcended material wealth. Their bloodline was their currency, an inheritance more valuable than gold, and they safeguarded it. The DuPonts amassed fortunes through industry innovation and shrewd business acumen. But wealth alone was insufficient. To ensure its perpetuity, they turned inward to their own kin. The practice of endogamy, marrying within the same social, familial, or ethnic group, became their creed. Allegedly, they fortified their bloodline by uniting cousins, siblings, and distant relatives. Bloodline marriages concentrated wealth. Estates, factories, and shares remained firmly within the family circle. Outsiders were kept at bay. Marrying cousins or distant relatives forged alliances, political influence, corporate control, and social prominence flowed seamlessly from generation to generation. The DuPonts walked a tightrope. While bloodline marriages preserved their lineage, they also carried risks. Inbreeding can lead to genetic anomalies, health issues, and vulnerabilities. Outsiders whispered about the DuPonts' practices. Some called it incestuous, others saw it as a Faustian bargain, a pact with the shadows. The mysterious house remains in secrecy, with scant information about its exact location or any tangible evidence, such as photographs or videos. Accounts of those who claim to have visited the site often date back to the 1980s, when cameras were a luxury. According to their descriptions, the house sits atop a hill, surrounded by a dense forest of trees. Its entrance is guarded by a white brick guardhouse, while nearby, a satanic church or chapel and a barn add to the eerie ambience. Strangely, no visible driveway leads to the house. The sole discernible path points directly toward the guardhouse. But conflicting reports suggest a driveway may now exist, as more recent visitors recall it. As one approaches the house, unsettling noises fill the air. Adjacent to the dwelling lie one or two lakes, positioned near a drainage pipe that ascends directly towards the house. Some accounts even claim that the house and church were destroyed by fire in the 1990s, but were restored and modernised. However, these details remain unverified. To reach the cult house, one must navigate the infamous Devil's Road, Cossop Road, a narrow, winding path. The road is near the Pennsylvanian and Delaware border, which is steeped in eerie superstitions of its own. Locals often refer to the Delaware Valley as just the valley. Its haunting reputation is closely tied to the mysterious fog that envelopes the landscape during autumn nights. Locals have even bestowed upon it the ominous moniker of Satansville. This winding stretch of road is shrouded in tales of the supernatural. The asphalt narrows to a single lane as dusk settles over the ancient woods. This is no ordinary road. It's a portal to the unknown. The locals speak of its general aura of evil, a reputation that has endured for decades. The Devil's Road winds through a triangle of towns, Wilmington, Philadelphia, and Coatesville. The trees lining the Devil's Road bend away from the pavement, as if recoiling from something unspeakable. One of the most chilling aspects of the legend involves these trees along Devil's Road, referred to as skull trees, are rumoured to have been used by the DuPonts to dispose of the bodies of disabled infants born within the family. And over time, the trees supposedly took on the shape of children's skulls. The area's history also includes the notorious Johnston Gang, known for its criminal activities in the region during the 1960s and 70s. The Johnstons operated as a notorious gang of thieves in Lancaster and Chester County. Their extensive network of fences facilitated easy theft and profit. At the helm was Bruce Johnston Sr., the gang's leader. Infamous for their cunning tactics, they specialised in stealing farm equipment and outwitting law enforcement by fabricating false emergencies. In 1976, they made headlines by robbing Dutch Wonderland amusement park. Bruce Jr., the eldest of Bruce Sr.'s children, was encouraged by his father to form his own gang with friends and siblings. This group became known as the Kiddie Gang. However, in 1978, Bruce Jr. and his gang were apprehended and set to testify against Bruce Sr. In response, Bruce Sr. took drastic measures, killing four members of the Kiddie Gang, including James Johnston. Despite surviving 9 gunshot wounds, Bruce Jr. went on to testify against his own father and the gang. As we tread deeper into the shadows of Devil's Road, we find ourselves surrounded by ancient woods. It's here, amidst the leaves and the damp earth, that the horror movie, The Village, found its inspiration. In 2004, director M. Night Shyamalan wrote a tale of suspense, mystery, and terror. The Village transported audiences to a secluded 19th century community nestled within a forest. Its inhabitants lived in fear of creatures that roamed the woods, a pact they believed kept them safe. The film's atmospheric setting drew inspiration from the woods that cradle the Devil's Road. The director's lens captured the same sense of foreboding, the rustling leaves, the hidden paths, and the lurking unknown. Thrill seekers once flocked to the Devil's Road, disturbing the peace, spray painting its trees, and driving recklessly. But the road has changed. Street signs vanished, and no stopping warnings now guard its twists and turns. Police patrols and private security guard the darkness. Visitors are chased away, and the road itself seems to resist exploration. Tread with caution, for the Devil's Road remembers every trespasser. So I don't know what you guys think about this, but I just find old money really fascinating. There all seems to be something sinister going on with it as well. I remember watching a true crime documentary about this family, and it was just madness, absolute madness. I can't remember the names of them now, but just like, wow. I think I really must watch The Village again. I haven't watched it since about 2002, but I remember it being really spooky. Also, if you Google and look at Devil's Road, the trees do actually bend away from the road. It's quite bizarre. And there is a picture of one of them that I saw, and it does, like the base of the tree looks like a skull. It's really creepy. I love it. The reason I mentioned the Johnson gang in that piece as well is because when those four people were murdered, the members of the kiddie gang, they're rumoured to be buried on Devil's Road. They've never been found. They've never found bodies, as far as I'm aware. So it all adds to that really creepy, like, a lot went on here. Right, now I've got one story, and this is about somebody's experience on Devil's Road. Are you ready for the story? What I'm about to tell you is 100% true. A little backstory before I begin my personal narrative. There's a back road in Pennsylvania nicknamed Devil's Road, but it's formerly known as Kossoff Road. You can Google this road and read all about its paranormal history. To summarise, the DuPont family owned a mansion on Kossoff Road years ago. It was nicknamed the Cult House because of strange activities that occurred on the property, including reported black magic and neighbours hearing unexplained demonic voices in the surrounding woods. Locals have even said that the DuPont family married their cousins to ensure their wealth would stay in the family. Like any typical teen, I wanted to investigate the legend surrounding this creepy road. The Saturday before Halloween in 2011, my friends and I decided to drive out to Kossoff Road. It was around 10 p.m. when we arrived there. Completely dark and wooded area with no houses in sight. My two friends and I drove down the back road all alone, noticing the many trees sprayed with graffiti. About 5 minutes later, we arrived at the Cult House. I told my friend to park the car on the side of the road so we could get a better look at the mansion. We stepped out and noticed a large gate with a metal fence surrounding the entire property. A long driveway behind the gate continued uphill towards the mansion. We could barely see the house because trees lined the driveway, blocking our view. My friend then pointed to the right of the house and told us to look at the large bonfire by the woods. I peered over in the direction that he was pointing and noticed 8 to 10 people surrounding the fire. What became very peculiar to me was the fact that these people were all dressed in red hooded outfits. I then realised that this must have been some kind of cult gathering. My friends and I were in complete shock at what we were witnessing. We heard vehicles approaching us from the surrounding cornfields. A few minutes later, my friends and I ran to the car and jumped inside. I turned around in the passenger seat and witnessed 2 black SUVs appear out of the cornfields and onto the road. I could see each driver wearing the same red hood, but could not make out any facial features. As this situation was threatening, I told my buddy to start the car and go as fast as possible. We took off and approached 50 miles an hour on the windy back road, but could not find relief as the SUVs were right behind us. Their high beams blinded our sight as we made our way through the wooded back road. The one SUV went into the other lane and sped up to pass us. Now, in front, the SUV put its brakes on to force us to stop. My friend panicked and decided to switch lanes and speed up to avoid the driver. Driving in the opposite lane, we were able to escape both. I looked in the mirror to see they were slowing down and becoming distant. The road was ending, but we had no intention of slowing down. My buddy stopped at the last second and turned left onto a new back road. I turned around and saw that each SUV had stopped at the end of the road. They turned off their headlights and sat there, blocking us from entering Cossart. We just kept driving until we reached the main highway. That confrontation left us speechless, as we couldn't find the words to describe the fear we were experiencing. To this day, I will not return to Devil's Road.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So there we have it. Creepy cult people. Round a bonfire. I love that kind of stuff. I'd be petrified if I saw it. But I love kind of folk horror elements to a story. It's my favourite, I must say. Because I love folk horror. And there's some, you know, really old ones. I can't remember what it's called now. Possibly The Witches. Not Roald Dahl. Film, but like a 60s, 70s movie, and she comes back from, I think she's been to Africa, and she takes up a job at a school, and it's really good. I won't say any more than that, but I think it's called The Witches, so if you get a chance, watch it. It's creepy. Right, I'm going to leave it there because I haven't got my sidekick. But I hope you enjoyed this episode and we will catch up with you again on Thursday. Take care, everyone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.